Звать меня Николай. По отчеству Фомич. Моего отца звали Фома. Тетя Кидди.
My name is Nikolai Fomich. My father's name was Thomas Tiftichidis. I am Greek. I was born in 1921 in the town of Borzomi to my parents Vespina and Thomas, who had fled from the massacres in Turkey. That's where I was born. A year later, we moved to Baku, a big multi-ethnic city where I was educated. There was this animal fear which pursued people for years.
Первая ссылка была в августе. Первая ссылка, там, правда, нам дали 6 дней собраться.
The first exile, they gave us 6 days to pack our possessions. It was August 1942. A KGB man came to us, took our passports and said, "You're being deported." Why? A government decree, don't waste my time. It was a very interesting convoy. There were Jews, Armenians, Germans, Azerbaijanis. We spent 58 days in cattle tracks to the station in Kazakhstan, where we got off and were scattered among the collective farms.
Перед сдачей последнего экзамена вся эта история повторилась. Это уже было 13 июня, хорошо.
Then, just before I was due to take my exams on June 13, 1949, the whole story repeated itself. It's unpleasant to remember, but what can I do? Through my sleep, I heard the words, "Wake him up." And I woke up with the light of a torch shining on my face. I came to and couldn't understand. There were 3 men, one captain, one lieutenant, and one civilian from the local party committee. They said, "Get up, young man." "What's going on?" I said. "Get up, get dressed." And I saw my mother, my brother, and his wife standing, hands by their sides, and completely pale. My mother started to feel terrible. I'll never forget that. From nerves, she started to have this complete nausea. She lay like a dead woman. They allowed us to take a few things. And they put us in a lorry, threw in our things, and drove us away to the station at Kishli. We saw a huge troop train with a lorry next to every carriage and Greeks being unloaded. This time it was only Greeks. They unloaded us into the carriages. That took about 2 hours. We were loaded in like cattle with our things.
И началась новая страница трагическая нашей.
A new tragic page opened in our life. And our troop train moved off. 50,000 Greeks were being deported from Baku and from Georgia. We arrived at the Turkestan station and were loaded onto another tiny train, and after another 8 kilometers we were in the steppe. Grass, prickly scrub, and an intense hot sun. The wind was blowing all the time. The dust rose up and it stuck in our teeth. It blew into our nostrils, our ears, our eyes. There was no salvation from it. We organized a musical evening because we had to get away from this horror. I remember I composed a song in Greek, Anathema to Kazakhstan. Be cursed, Kazakhstan, and you too, Megalimsai. The wind torments us night and day like a whip. We played on the accordion, the young people danced, and that's how we tried to stifle our pain.